Time, take a look at sports. I'm Gary Lee. St. Louis Cardinals played Sunday, taking on the Dodgers, wrapping up a three-game series. With more, here's your Redbird recap.
Yesterday, the Cardinals dropped the series to the Los Angeles Dodgers by a score of 2-1. It was a good game, a close game, and the Cardinals were out hit 9-6, and it was a home run by Shohei Ohtani, his 39th of the year, that got the Dodgers on the board in the fifth inning, and that led them to the 2-1 victory. They scored another run as Mookie Betts scored in that inning on a base hit by Miguel Rojas. A home run later for Lars Nootbaar got the Cardinals on the board, but that was it, as the Dodgers pitching was just too good, and Clayton Kershaw picked up the victory, his best start of 2024. He picked up career win number 212. The loss went to Sonny Gray. He dropped to 11-8, giving up just two runs in five innings of work, as the Cardinals dropped to 61-63 with a loss to the Dodgers, 2-5 against the Dodgers in 2024. Off day today, the Cardinals take on Milwaukee tomorrow, and we hope you'll join us. This is Ricky Horton with today's Redbird recap.
Cardinals are off today, but you can catch all the Cardinal games, what's left of them, on KUKU 100.3 and News Talk Radio KWPM. Well, this Friday, the Mountain Grove Panthers will host a football jamboree that's going to start at 6 p.m. Teams competing will be Willow Springs Thayer and Houston, along with the Mountain Grove Panthers. Salem Tigers will take part in the Sullivan Jamboree on the 23rd with St. James and Cuba. Liberty will head to Sarcoxy to play in their jamboree on the 23rd. And then Lamar, Seneca, and Webb City are in Joplin on the 23rd. That ought to be a dandy jamboree right there. Mountain Grove High School District is excited to announce two new upgrades to their athletic facility. The Mountain Grove Panthers have a newly redesigned gym floor in their arena and a new video scoreboard for the track and football field. A big thank you to Dick Wilson for his generous donation of the scoreboard. Celebrate the grand opening of the West Plains R7 School District Zizzer Ballpark Tuesday, September 17th at 4:15, right before the West Plains Lady Zizzers take on the Rogersville Lady Wildcats. The West Plains Chamber of Commerce will have a ribbon-cutting ceremony, and also there'll be Zizzer gifts, hot dogs, live performances by the Zizzer Pride Band, including the fight song. And you're invited to join in this exciting event. See you at the ballpark on September 17th at 4:15. That's a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee.